So Hare Krishna, I'm will be addressing you this afternoon for the last time on my seminar, and I have something important, obviously, to share. See each other this afternoon for the last time during this summer camp. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day. Not today. So yes, but I believe today is my last session beyond the summer camp.
Sutra je naš posljednji dan, a ovo je posljednja sesija u sklopu mog seminara.
When I came and wanted to come here to this hall, I met little Nandini from Switzerland, and she was crying, and I said, "Nandini, why are you crying?" And she said, I have to leave these wonderful Serbian devotees.
Kada sam dolazio ovdje, kada sam želio da uđem u ovu prostoriju, sreo sam Martinu Malvu, Nandini iz Švicarske, koja je plakala. I kada sam je pitala Nandini zašto plačeš, ona je rekla, pa plačem zato što moram da ostavim ove predivne bhakte iz Srbije.
I don't want to go home because these devotees are so pure.
Ja ne želim da idem kući zato što su ove bhakte tako čisto.
I said, "That's so nice, the vision of the child is so
nice."
If we all would have this vision, there would be no problem with our communities. So, I also have a serious subject today. It's called separation from the Lord.
Danas također imam jednu jako bitnu temu, jednu ozbiljnu temu, a to je odvojenost od Gospodina.
I think we are all sometimes feeling the separation of the Lord. The way we feel it is, it gets darker in our lives, just like when the sun leaves, the darkness increases.
Mislim da svi mi ponekad osjećamo tu odvojenost od Gospodina i to osjećamo na takav način da kada Gospodin nestane, mi osjećamo kao da tamo dolazi u naše živote.
And in this darkness of separation, we sometimes don't, you know, just like in the darkness, we stumble and sometimes fall from our ideal life.
I baš kao i u tami, kada zapnete i padnete preko nečega, mi ponekad tako isto padnemo sa svog nekog idealne vizije našeg života.
We are told that we are separate from Krishna, and this is an unnatural situation, just like the situation of the fish who is out of the ocean will find himself in a struggle for existence.
I rečeno nam je da je to neprirodna situacija, da smo mi odvojeni od Krišne. Isto tako je neprirodna situacija za ribu koja se nalazi izvan vode. To je potpuno neprirodno za nju.
But sometimes we don't experience it as such. We feel quite happy here in this world because the Maya Shakti has supplied us with a body and the senses with which we are fully engaged in an illusory reality.
Ali ponekad se mi ne osjećamo tako, nego se osjećamo u stvari jako sretno u toj situaciji, zato što Maja Shakti nam je obezbjedila um i tijelo u kojem možemo da uživamo u ovom svijetu.
We are like an intoxicated person who has fallen into a ditch.
Mi smo poput osobe koja je intoksicirana i koja je upala u jarak.
I come from a part in Germany where people drink a lot because it's cold. It's North Germany.
Ja dolazim iz dijela Njemačke u kojoj ljudi jako puno piju i to je iz razloga zato što je tamo jako hladno, to je sjever Njemačke.
But in their drunken state they somehow think everything is all right.
Ali u svom pijanom stanju oni nekako misle pa sve je u redu.
Once I was coming home in the night, not so late, around 10 o'clock, and I saw a person who had fallen into a deep ditch. And I said, can I help you?
Jednom prilikom, kad sam se kasno vraćao u kući, nije bilo baš toliko kasno, bilo je oko 10 navečer, vidio sam osobu koja je bila pijana i upala je u jarak i onda sam pitao, pa mogu li ti kako pomoći?
He was covered with mud.
Bio je prekriven sa blatom.
And the night was coming on him. It was quite, it would be quite cold in the morning.
I noć ga je lagano prekrivala i moglo je da postane jako hladno do jutra.
And he said, no need, I'm in paradise. And I saw next to him a bottle of alcohol that I understood he was intoxicated.
Šta? I onda sam pogledao i vidio sam pored njega bocu alkohola da sam shvatio da je on bio pijan.
So although he is in a dangerous situation, next morning he will be frozen because of his intoxicated state. He thinks himself to be quite happy, a resident of paradise.
Iako je on bio u stvari u opasnoj situaciji, do jutra on bi se već mogao ismrznuti, on je bio jako sretan u svojoj situaciji.
So we are similarly in a very dangerous position. Do you know that all of you has a place on the forehead that means you're marked for death?
I znate li da smo mi svi isto tako u jako opasnoj poziciji? Da li znate da svi mi imamo na čelu oznaku X? To je oznaka da smo osuđeni na smrt.
I see not one of you who is free from this mark of death on the forehead.
Ja ne mogu da vidim ovdje među vama nijednu osobu koja nema taj X na čelu.
Not one single person.
Nijednu jedinu osobu.
Everyone is condemned to die in this room.
U ovoj prostoriji svi su osuđeni na smrt.
No, we say, no money, free room, no problem.
Mi tako razmišljamo, nema problema, to je normalno, prirodno.
Because my neighbor also has to die, I'm not... no money.
Zato što će osoba pored mene da umre, onda normalno i ja ću da umrem.
So what I did when this person was in the ditch, you know, and the next morning he would freeze, because in Hamburg, when people are intoxicated in the evening of the winter, they will be found in the morning, you know, when they are found in the intoxicated state in a ditch in the evening, that means in the morning they will be dead.
I u Hamburgu kada osobe koje su navečer intoksicirane, kada ih se nađe tako u nekom jarku, to se onda zna da je do jutra da će biti mrtve i smrznute.
So I went home, I got a bucket of cold water, and so I said to my mother, I have to save her life today.
I pošto sam znala to, ja sam otišao u kući, uzela sam kantu vode i rekao sam svoje majci, ja sada idem, moram da spasim jedan život.
And I remember, I went to the ditch, I took the bucket of cold water and put it on the face of the drunken person and said, dobro jutro.
I sjećam se tako, otišao sam sa tom kantom vode, došao do tog jarka i dao je u lice tu osobu pijanu i rekao, dobro jutro.
And then I had to run.
No, da sam morao da otrčim da pobjegnem.
You have to be grateful to those devotees who come here into this world and who wake us up and say, oh, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, wake up, oh sleeping soul. You are in a dangerous position. Please start your life, your real life in Krishna consciousness.
I zbog toga moramo da budemo zahvalni osobama koje dolaze u ovaj svijet, kucaju na naša vrata i kažu Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, što znači probudi se ustala dušo i neka tvoj život počne.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes this situation. He feels so much the need for Krishna that tears are running down his face. The universe appears to be void to him. There's no interest for him. And he, because of his separation, he feels as if he is burning alive in the fire of separation.
I gospodin Čitanja jako dobro razumije tu situaciju. Zbog te odvojenosti njemu suze teku iz lice i čitav univerzum mu izgleda potpuno prazan i ne nalazi nikakvog interesa u njemu. Da, i osjeća da gori u vatri odvojenosti.
Yes, slow fire.
Oh. To je tiha vatra.
This is, and he was singing this song which I want to sing with you.
I on je pjevao ovu pjesmu koju sada želim da pjevam sa vama.
Gajitam mimešena.
Gajitam mimešena.
Sakshusha pravrishayitam.
Sakshusha pravrishayitam.
Shunyaitam jagatsamam. Oh my Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium.
Oh my gospodine Govinda, zbog odvojenosti od tebe, čak jedan trenutak bez tebe osjećam kao da je dugačak čitav milenijum.
Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain.
Suze idu liju iz mojih očiju poput pljuska kiše.
And I see the entire world as void. Radharani.
I čitav svijet vidim da je potpuno prazan.
Like when Radharani is separated from Ahmed, the whole world is oppressed because there's some loving connection. In the same way, when a person is awakened to the world of Krishna consciousness, he feels separated from Krishna.
Isto kao kada Radharani je odvojena od Ahmeda, ona osjeća kao da je čitav svijet prazan zato što postoji ljubavni odnos. Na isti način osoba koja je probuđena u svjesnosti Krišne, ona osjeća da je čitav svijet prazan zato što nedostaje Krišna.
And such a person feels, I need only Krishna, nothing more.
I ta osoba da osjeća, meni je potreban samo Krišna, nema ništa drugo.
I have a god brother called Umapati Maharaj, who has explained to us how Prabhupada trained him in the mood of separation on Jamashtami.
Imam brata po Bogu koji se zove Umapati s vami i on nam jednom ispričao kako ga je Šila Prabhupada trenirao u tom osjećaju odvojenosti na dan Jamashtami.
It was, I think, in the early days of our movement when Prabhupada introduced the Jamashtami fast, all day fast.
I mislim da je to bilo nekada na samim početcima našeg pokreta i tada je Prabhupada po prvi put uveo ovaj post koji se dešava za vrijeme Dženaštanja, potpuni fast.
In the morning when the devotee fasted, it was still all right.
Kada su bhakte ujutro postali, to je još uvijek bilo u redu.
In the midday time they felt, we have also a stomach.
I negdje na pola dana su osjećali pan i mi imamo još želudac.
In the evening they felt, wow,
we are
really hungry. At 7 o'clock in the evening, Prabhupada went into the temple and locked the door. He said, we will now read about Krishna's pastimes up to midnight.
I onda je rekao, mi ćemo samo da čitamo Krišnine zabave sve do ponoći.
And he started to read in Sanskrit because he knew they would anyways not pay attention even if he would speak and read in English.
I onda je to počeo da radi sve na Sanskritu zato što je znao, čak i ako bi to radio na engleskom, on sve jedno ne bi obraćao pažnju.
And Umapati said, Maharaj said, I thought so much of food.
I Umapati Maharaj je rekao, ja sam tako puno razmišljao o hrani.
Everyone in the room, from 7 to 12 o'clock, they're just thinking, we need to eat.
I svi ostali u sobi, oni su čitavo to vrijeme samo razmišljali, mi moramo da jedemo.
We want to eat.
Želimo da jedemo.
We are constructed to eat.
Mi smo napravljeni tako da moramo da jedemo.
We should eat.
Mi smo trebali da jedemo.
It's natural to eat.
Prirodno je da jedemo.
We are meant to eat.
Mi smo predodređeni zato da jedemo.
And they looked at the clock.
I onda su gledali u sat.
And a clock, you have an hour in it. A minute hand and a second hand.
I na satu imamo kazalku koja pokazuje sate, minute i sekunde.
Prabhupada Maharaj says he swears that he looked at the second hand and after 2000 light years the second hand was in the same position still.
Kaže i kune se u to, kaže da ova kazalka koja je pokazivala sekunde, on je posmatra i onda nakon 2000 svjetlosnih godina ona je još uvijek stajala na istom
mjestu. After 4000 light years, it had jumped one digit ahead, but then it seemed to jump back.
I nakon 4000 svjetlosnih godina ona je skočila na sljedeću poziciju, ali onda se vratila opet na staru.
Sometimes it waited for half an hour before moving.
Ponekad je čak čekala pola sata da se pomiri na sljedeću.
In other words, he felt one moment because of separation from food, I consider even a moment a great millennium.
I on se osjećao upravo ovako, zbog velike odvojenosti od hrane, čak jedan moment je izgledao poput milenijuma.
We are in this, we should think because of separation from Krishna, a moment is a millennium. This is what Mahaprabhu expresses.
I mi bismo trebali tako da razmišljamo da čak i zbog jednog momenta odvojenosti on izgleda kao milenijum. To je ono što Mahaprabhu ovdje objašnjava.
But because we are covered with this Maya Shakti, which has supplied us with senses and sense objects, we are very busy in paradise of illusion, like our drunken man from Hamburg.
Ali zato što nam je Maja Šakti obezbijedila čula i objekte čula, mi smo veoma sretni u svom raju iluzije, poput ovog pijanca u Jarku Hamburgu.
I have talked to many of you.
Razgovarao sam sa mnogima od vas.
And many of you have, yes, described their miseries of material existence to me.
I mnogi od vas su mi opisali patnje ovoga materijalnog svijeta kroz koji prolazi.
And you know this is because you are out of the water, you are suffering. You are a fish out of the water.
I ta patnja dolazi od toga zato što se nalazite izvan, kao riba što se nalazi izvan vode.
Some have described to me, oh, my husband is leaving me.
Neki od vas su mi rekli, on muž napušta.
Others described, my husband has left me.
Neki su rekli, muž me napustio.
It's a big subject in the Balkan.
To je velika tema na Balkanu.
But the real problem is Krishna is separated from Krishna because the husband cannot save us from the moment of death.
Ali pravni problem je taj što smo odvojeni od Krišne. Muž nije taj koji nas može da izbavi iz materijalnog svijeta.
It doesn't mean that more husbands should leave their wives and children.
To sada ne znači da još više muževa treba da napušta svoje žene i djecu.
It means, yes, let us wake up from the dream. This world is not meant to give us pleasure.
Ne, to znači, hajde da se probudimo iz tog sna. Ovaj svijet nije namijenjen za zadovoljstvo.
Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, this whole world is void. There's nothing of interest without Krishna.
I zato Mahaprabhu kaže da je čitav svijet prazan, da nema za njega nikakvog interesa, zato što nema Krishna u njemu.
The moment you can wake up and feel except and feel I'm suffering because I'm separated from Krishna. This separation mood from Krishna of the purify your heart from everything that should not be there.
I u onom momentu kada pomislim, o, ja patim zato što sam odvojen od Krišne, to raspoloženje otvorenosti će da pročisti naše srce od svega onoga što ne bi trebalo da bude u njemu.
But as long as you think you're suffering because of some other reason, you know, some worldly reason, then worldly life has to go on.
Ali sve dok mislite da pravo da patite iz nekih drugih razloga, iz materijalnih razloga, sve dok to budete mislili, patnje će se morati, materijalne sve će se morati nastaviti dešavati.
Today I want to discuss separation, feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Danas želim da govorim o osjećaju odvojenosti od Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There was once a devotee called Gangadhara Bhattacharya from the village Shakhandi, which was on the banks of the Ganga.
Jednom je bio bhakta koji se zvao Gangadhara
Gangadhara Bhattacharya from the village Shakhandi. It's a place
in Bengal.
When he grew up, he heard that a few, let me say, only 100 kilometers further down the Ganga was the village Nadia, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared there.
I kada je on malo narastao, on je čuo da samo 100 km nizvodno uz Gangu se nalazi selo Nadia i da se tu pojavio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He had heard how he had defeated as a little boy the great scholar Keshava Kashmiri.
I on je čuo da je on već kao mali dječak da je pobjedio u diskusiji velikog učenjaka Keshava Kashmiri.
And then a little later he heard the news. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rescued the two sinners, Jagai and Madai, who were even more demoniac than Kamsa and Ravana.
I onda je malo kasnije opet čuo vijesti kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izbavio dvojicu velikih grešnika, Jagai and Madai, koji su čak bili grešni od Kamsa i Ravana.
Ganga Dara grew up a little bit more, he heard another rumor.
I kada je Gangadhara narastao još malo, onda je čuo još jednu neke glasine koje su došle do njega.
The king of the country had threatened to attack all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Čuo je da je kralj zemlje zaprijetio da će napasti sve bhakte Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had in turn, in response, arranged for a massive resistance movement.
Ali kao odgovor na to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je organizovao veliki pokret pobune.
They had heard that in one night a few hundred thousand people came together bearing torches and marching in a kirtan towards the house of the Muslim governor and defying the Mughal empire.
I onda je čuo da je nekoliko hiljada bakta sa upaljenim baklama došli u kirtanu, su došli do vrata velikog guvernera, tog muslimanskog guvernera, i da su se pobunili protiv tog mogulskog kraljevstva.
And little Gangadhara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my hero, I need to get away from home and see them.
I Gangadhara, mali Gangadhara je pomislio, pa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je moj heroj, ja moram da ostavim svoju kuću i da ga nađem.
Then he heard another news.
I onda je čuo nove još vijesti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one day sat down on the altar.
Čuo je da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednog dana sjeo na oltar.
And from his body, different incarnations of Godhead had come.
I da su iz njegovog tijela se pojavile različite inkarnacije Boga.
Ram, Nishina,
Ravachandra,
so many.
Mnogi.
Maybe also Buddha.
Možda čak i Buddha.
Just imagine. The Lord sits on the altar. Do you only see this in movies nowadays, but not in real.
I samo zamislite da se to desi, gospodin sjeda na oltar i pojavljuju se inkarnacije. Tako nešto možete danas samo da vidite na filmovima.
Gangadhara was by that time a young man. He said, I must go and see this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's only 100 kilometers.
I Gagadara koji je sada već bio mladić, on je pomislio, ja moram da odim, on je samo, da ga vidim, on je samo 100 km odalje.
But his parents restrained him and said, you are too young.
Međutim, njegovi su ga roditelji zadržali i rekli, ti si još uvijek premlad.
Maybe they have heard that anyone who just saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to follow him.
Možda su i čuli da bilo ko ko je vidio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi odmah želio da ga slijedi.
It is described in religious history that when people saw Jesus of Nazareth passing by, they just packed all their things, they left even their fisher boats and they followed him.
I u religijskoj istoriji je opisano da kada bi ljudi vidjeli Isusa iz Nazareta, da bi oni samo spakovali svoje stvari i krenuli da ga slijede. Čak bi ostavljali svoje ribarske brodove.
So Gangadhara never saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I tako Gangadhara nikada nije vidio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They kept him in the village.
Zadržali su ga u selu.
They were afraid of him.
Bojali su ga se.
Then Gangadhara forgot about it.
I onda se desilo tako da je Gangadhara zaboravio na njega.
He grew up, he married a wonderful lady, Lakshmi Priya was her name.
Odrastao je i oženio se sa predivnom ženom koja se zvala Lakshmi Priya.
And once he went to Orissa to the house of Lakshmi Priya's father and then returned back to bed. Then he went back from there to his village at the Dasha.
I jednom prilikom je otišao u Orisu gdje je posjetio roditelje od Lakshmi Priye i onda se vraćao nazad u svoje selo na obali Gange.
Kalindi Priya. Udasya Nadini. Das ist für Nandini zum Trost. Ne? Oh, Nandini, bist du da?
Nandini.
This is Nandini, steh doch mal kurz auf. Oh. This is Nandini. See.
Oh, Nandini.
Nandini has to go now. You can see she is really sad because of the mood of separation. All the devotees should raise their hands. We say, Gaura Premanandi. Das war für dich, Nandini. So good. Wunderbar. So, auf Wiedersehen, Hare Krishna. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, So this Gangadhara, who always wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was on his way back and he passed through a town called Katwa.
I na svom putu nazad, ovaj Gangadhara koji je tako žarko želio da vidi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, je prolazio kroz grad koji se zvao Katwa.
In Katwa, he saw a big mass of people. They were all moving in one direction.
I u Katvi je vidio ogromnu masu ljudi koji su se svi kretali u jednom pravcu.
It was like in the Belgrade marathon, you know, they have one moves in one direction.
To recimo kao Beogradski maraton, kada se svi kreću u istom pravcu.
Jel imamo tako nešto? He thought, where's everyone going? Let me also go.
I onda se pitao, pa gdje svi idu? I onda, hajde da i ja krenem.
So on the way he asked the people, where are you all going? There seems to be a big festival.
I onda je na putu upitao ljude oko sebe, a gdje vidite, izgleda se dešava neki veliki festival.
But the people said, there will be a festival of tears.
Ali ljudi su rekli, sada će da se desi festival suza.
We are going to the house of Keshava Bharati.
Idemo u kuću Keshava Bharatija.
When Gangadhara arrived in the house, he saw a large tree.
I kada je Gangadhara došao u kuću, vidio je veliko drvo.
There were millions of people around the tree.
I to su bili milioni ljudi oko tog drveta.
And they looked as if they only had one eye, all the millions of people, one eye. Then he saw from the distance there was a shining personality under the tree.
Izgledalo kao da svi ti milioni ljudi imaju jedno oko koje je gledalo u sredinu, a tu se nalazila jedna osoba koja je sjajila.
Next to him was a man who was sharpening his knives.
I pored njega je bila osoba koja je oštrila svoje noževe.
And then he saw how this golden figure looked at all the people and said,
I onda je vidio kako je ta osoba, zlatna osoba, pogledala u sve te ljude i rekla, blagoslovite.
You are all kind devotees.
Vi ste svi milostivi bhakte.
Bless me with all success in my effort to achieve unadulterated devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Svi vi mi dajte svoje blagoslove da dostignem uspjeh, da dostignem nepomućeno predano služenje prema lotosnim stopama Krišne.
Then he turned to the barber.
I onda se okrenuo prema brijaču.
Who had this knife in the head.
Koji,
do it, brother barber.
Koji imao taj nož u ruci, brijač, i on rekao, uradi to.
And then the barber was crying, was shaving off the beautiful hair of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda je taj brijač, on je počeo da brije, da skida kosu od predivnu kosu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lamenting bitterly.
I on je gorko jecao.
He finished his job.
I završio je svoj posao.
You might think, what is so dramatic about it? This is a Frizerski job. Frizerski
I možete se pitati što je tako dramatično u tome, to je obični frizerski posao.
You don't know, this shaving of the hair meant that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would leave the Navadvipa area to take sannyas and never return home.
Ovo šišanje njegove kose je značilo da će Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uzeti sannyas i da će odići iz Navadvipa i da se više nikada neće vratiti.
He would become a traditional sannyasi, not like the sannyasis in ISKCON.
Vi biste tada u to vrijeme osobe postale tradicionalni sannyasi, ne kao sannyasi danas u ISKCON.
He would sleep on the floor without any comfort.
On bi spavao na podu bez ikakvog komfora.
He would reject all wonderful foodstuffs, including pizzas.
On bi se odrekao svih predivnih jela, uključujući pice.
And he would be a surrendered soul, completely open to the will of God.
I on bi se potpuno predao volji Gospodine.
And the people saw how the hair was coming off and he was becoming a monk. They lamented bitterly and accused Providence.
I kada su vidjeli kako njegova kosa pada i kako on postaje monah, oni su počeli da gorko jecaju i da optužuju sudbinu.
They shouted, "Oh Providence, how can you be so cruel to take Gauravani out of our midst?"
I oni su počeli da govore, "O sudbinu, kako možeš biti tako okrutna da uzmiš Gauravani iz našeg društva?"
Gauravani means the jewel of Gaura.
Gauravani znači dragulj gore.
Like a night can be lit up by a jewel, in the same way the light of the darkness of ignorance was removed by Lord Chaitanya's presence.
Baš kao što dragulj može da otjera tamu, isto tako je i ta dragulj Chaitanya Mahaprabhu može da otjera tamu.
And Gangadhara was there at this time and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time in this dramatic ocean of tears.
I Gangadhara je bio tu i po prvi put je vidio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u ovom okeanu suza.
Later he described to his wife how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked like. Would you like to know this?
I poslije je on opisao svojoj ženi kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izgledao. Da li biste htjeli da čujete to?
Why?
A zašto?
out of interest. Gangadhara said, when I looked at his face, I felt as if sinking in an ocean of beauty. I had never, yes, when I looked at his face, I felt as if sinking, you know, drowning in an ocean of beauty.
On je rekao, kada bih gledao u njegovo lice, osjećao bih se kao da tonem u okeanu lepote.
I have never seen such a golden colored body.
Nikada nisam vidio takvo tijelo zlatne boje.
It looked as if a flesh was mixed with the nice color of a champak flower and, I have to see, and pure gold.
Izgledalo je kao da je munja bila pomiješana sa predivnim bojom cvijeta čampaka i pomiješan sa nešto zlata.
There was in the beginning these beautiful locks of curly black hair which looked like a swarm of bees.
I na početku tu su bile te predivne kovrđe crne kose koje su izgledale kao roj pčela.
And I said, it's impossible for me to describe his beautiful eyes which seem to touch the ears.
I kako da je nastavio da opisuje, on je rekao, njegove predivne oči izgledale kao da dotiču uši.
He had a beautiful broad chest, very long arms and hands, a slim waist, and beautiful thighs and legs.
On je imao predivna široka prsa, dugačke ruke, uzan struk i predivne noge.
Was, you know, like also when we are together as devotees, it's not absolutely peaceful. Someone asks something from someone. So people were talking also because it's a huge crowd.
Isto tako kao kada smo mi u društvu Bhakta, nije uvijek potpuno mirno, nego nešto, neko uvijek nekoga nešto pita. Isto tako u velikoj masi ljudi su tako pričali.
One man was asking another man, why has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this village here?
I jedan čovjek je pitao, zašto je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu došao baš u ovo selo?
The other man said, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to take sannyas from Keshava Bharati, who is really cruel.
I taj drugi čovjek je rekao, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je došao da uze sannyas od Keshava Kashmira, koji je jako okrutan. Keshava Bharati.
When Gangadhara heard this, he just fainted.
A kada je Gangadhara to čuo, on se samo ne svijesti.
Imagine all his life he had tried to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he saw him leaving the area of Navadvip for good.
I zamislite, on je čitav život želio da ga vidi i sada je došao baš u momentu kada je on odlazio za uvijek iz Navadvipa.
When he came home to his village, he was a changed man. He would always call Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
I kada se vratio u svoje selo, on je bio potpuno promijenjen čovjek. On je uvijek izgovarao Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Can we say this? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. When someone asked him a question, he would say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Kada bi mu neko postavio pitanje, on bi samo rekao, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
When someone said, how are you?
Kada bi ga neko upitao, kako si?
He would say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
On bi samo rekao, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
When someone asked him, what are you doing? He would say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Kada bi ga neko upitao, šta radiš? On bi samo rekao, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Because of this phenomena, people thought, this person has become a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us not call him Gangadhara any longer, let us call him Chaitanya Dara.
I ljudi su razmišljali zbog ovog fenomena, pošto on je sigurno postao od sljedbenih Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, i zato ga više nećemo zvati Gangadhara, nego ćemo ga odsad zvati Chaitanya Das.
One morning, Chaitanya Das woke up.
I jedno jutro Chaitanya Das se probudio.
He went to his wife.
Otišao do svoje žene.
I had a dream.
Kaže, imao sam jedan san.
We should have a child.
Trebali bismo da imamo dijete.
What?
Šta?
I thought you were only Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Mislila sam da ti samo Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
No, no, no. I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to have a child.
Не, я мислим да Четене Махапрабху жели од нас да имам дете.
This is a great project. I suggest we go to Jagannath Puri and ask him.
Шумбрија рекла, тоа е велики проект. Предлажам да одиме во Jagannath Puri и да го питаме.
So when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You will have a son. His name is Srinivas. Now go to Jagannath and pray for his mercy."
Kada ih je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vidio, on je rekao, vi ćete imati dijete koje će se zvati Srinivas i sada idite gospodinu Jagannathu i molite se.
It is a tradition when a couple cannot conceive a child, they can go to Jagannath, pray to him, and often they conceive a child afterwards.
I to je tradicija kada par ne može da ima dijete, onda oni odlaze kod gospodina Jagannatha i moli mu se i onda u većini slučajeva oni nakon toga i dobiju dijete.
So when they came home after this prayer, they immediately had a wonderful child who looked really beautiful and they called him Srinivas.
I kada su se vratili od gospodina Jagannatha, oni su odmah nakon toga dobili predivno dijete koje se zvalo Srinivas.
Imagine your father is like Chaitanya Das, who always says, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna." You want to know, Papa, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, please?
I zamislite da imate oca koji stalno govori Sri Krishna Chaitanya, vi ste rekli, "Taj se pa ku Krishna Chaitanya."
Oh, Chaitanya Das, you are here because of his desire.
Oh, rekao je Chaitanya Das, ti si ovdje zbog njegove želje.
He is God.
On je Bog.
He told his son everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he had heard from others.
I onda je svom sinu rekao sve o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu što je čuo od drugih.
Srinivas was only 5 years old. He wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like his father.
I kada je Srinivas imao samo 5 godina, on je želio da ode da vidi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isto kao što je to i učinio njegov otac.
But his parents said, "You're 5 years old, that's a little bit too young for this long journey. Wait until you're older."
Ali njegovi roditelji su rekli, pa tebi je samo 5 godina, malo si premalen za takvo putovanje, sačekaj dok malo porasteš.
When Srinivas was 60 years old, he heard of a rumor.
Kada je Srinivas imao 15 godina, on je onda čuo jednu glasinu.
All the people were talking about this rumor that Advaita Acharya had sent from Shantipur some news.
Ta glasina je kružila da je Advaita Acharya poslao iz Shantipura neke novosti.
Bola ke kaiha loka hai na bola, bola ke kaiha haate na vikai shola, bola ke kaiha kaiha nahi ka ola, bola ke kaiha iha kaiha che bola. It is a little bit cryptic. Let me tell it in simple English. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can leave now the planet.
I ovaj stih je malo u zagonetnom jeziku, tako da što izrazi na jednostavan način. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ti možeš sada da ideš.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, no, when Srinivas heard that Advaita Acharya had written, "You can leave now, you can depart this planet, you can go," he felt, "Oh, now I run to Puri."
I kada je Srinivas čuo te vijesti da je Advaita Acharya rekao, "Ti sada Chaitanya možeš da odeš odavde, možeš da napustiš ovaj planet," Srinivas je da rekao, "Ja moram odmah da idem da otrčim u Puri."
Didn't wait a second.
I nije čekao ni trenutak.
He just started to move and then he was running.
I odmah je počeo da se kreće i onda je počeo i da trči.
What if I'm too late?
Šta ako zakasnim?
What if I arrive at Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just departed the planet?
Šta ako dođem u Puri, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je upravo napustio planetu?
For 600 kilometers he just ran day and night.
600 kilometara on je samo trčao danju i noću.
When he came close to the town of Jagannath Puri, he saw a group of pilgrims leaving Puri and crying bitterly.
I kada se približavao Puriju, on je vidio grupu hodočasnika koji su napuštali Puri, koji su gorko plakali.
They were emotionally devastated.
Oni su emocionalno bili potpuno uništeni.
Srivas had some ideas. He said, why are you stressed?
I Srivas je imao neku ideju šta se tu dešava, on ih je pitao, a zašto ste tako uznemireni?
The pilgrims looked at him with eyes and said, you young man, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left yesterday night.
I oni su ga pogledali i rekli mu, mladiću, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je juče napustio planetu.
He danced in the temple of Tota Gopinath in the midst of the kirtan. He ran to the deity and disappeared in the deity.
On je plesao u hramu Tota Gopinata i usred kirtana on je potrčao prema božanstvu i nestao u njemu.
No, said another pilgrim, this is not right.
Drugi hodočasnik je rekao, ne, to nije istina.
People who were at that time in the Puri temple saw the doors of Jagannath started to close and like a flash Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran up the altar and disappeared into Jagannath.
Oni su rekli da u hramu Jagannatha, da kada su se vrata od hrama počela da zatvaraju, on je samo kao munja proletio unutra i nestao u Jagannathu.
Now we cry because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is no longer on this planet.
I sada plačemo zato što Gauranga Mahaprabhu više nije na ovoj planeti.
Prabodhananda Sarasvati describes how the people felt at that time.
Prabodhananda Sarasvati opisuje kako su se ljudi u tom momentu osjećali.
When the golden Lord Sri Hari appeared in this world, his glory flooded the world with the nectar of pure love of Krishna.
Kada se zlatni gospodin pojavio u ovom svijetu, njega je preplavila ljubav prema Krishna.
Everywhere there was tumultuous singing of the names of Hari.
Posuda se čulo gromoglasno pjevanje imena Hari.
Oh, will that sweet time come again?
O, da li će se ta preslatka vremena ponovo vratiti?
We can see that the fortunate town of Navadvip is still on the planet.
Mi možemo da vidimo da je taj sretni grad Navadvip pa još uvijek na planeti.
Jagannath Puri and the ocean is still there.
Jagannath Puri i okean su još uvijek tu.
The holy names of Lord Krishna have also remained here.
Sveta imena Krishna su isto tako još uvijek tu.
But alas, alas, nowhere where I look do I see the same kind of festival of pure love.
Ali avaj, gdje god da pogledam, više nigdje ne mogu da vidim taj čisti festival ljubavi.
O Lord Chaitanya, o ocean of mercy, will I ever see you again?
O Chaitanya, o okeanu milosti, da li ću te više ikada vidjeti?
Srinivasa Acharya, when he heard this from the pilgrims, just fell down. He was finished. When he woke up, he just thought, let me get a knife, I commit suicide.
I Srinivasa Acharya, kada je to čuo, on je samo pao. I kada se ustao, onda je pomislio da ne nađe neki nož da završim sa ovim životom.
Then he fell down again.
Onda je ponovo pao.
And then Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream.
I onda mu se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio u snu.
Don't act like a crazy person. Go and take shelter of my great devotee, Gadadhar Pandit.
On je rekao, nemoj se ponašati kao ludak. Idi i uzmi utočište mog velikog bhakte, Gadadhar Pandita.
There are many more stations in Srinivasa Acharya's life, but this time, time is short. I cannot tell you everything.
Ima još jako puno događaja iz života Srinivasa Acharya, ne mogu vam sada zbog vremena sve ispričati.
Srinivasa Acharya teaches us that without the Lord, the life is empty.
Srinivasa Acharya nas poučava da bez gospodina naš život je prazan.
You know, every one of us can learn from this that they fill their lives and make it complete with Krishna.
Svi mi možemo iz ovoga naučiti da trebamo da ispunimo svoj život sa Krišnom.
I also feel you will leave now these circumstances and where will you go back?
Ja se isto tako sada osjećam, vi ćete svi sada otići iz ovih okolnosti koje
ovdje vam. Some of you might say, Sashidana Swami, we will go back to paradise.
I vi sada možete reći, sad će nadam s vami, mi ćemo se vratiti u raj.
Good bathrooms.
Sa dobrim kupatilima.
No rats in our sleeping quarters.
Bez pacova u našim odajama gdje spavamo.
Not so many people.
Gdje nema toliko puno ljudi.
Good chairs.
Sa dobrim stolicama.
Computers with good new movies.
Kompjuterima sa dobrim filmovima.
We have our secret little pleasures.
Mi svi imamo svoje mala tajna zadovoljstva.
We go back to paradise.
Vraćamo se u raj.
But my dear devotees, this is only the dreams of a drunken man where you go back.
Ali moji dragi bhakti, to je samo san jednog pijanca, ta mjesta kojima se vraćate.
Like the man in Hamburg who has fallen in the ditch.
Poput tog čovjeka u Hamburgu koji je upao u jaru.
Next morning when he is sleeping in the ditch, he will be dead.
Sljedeće jutro, kada se probudi iz tog jarka u kojem je provela noć, on će biti mrtav.
But when you ask him, how are you doing, he says, funny.
Ali ako ga upitamo kako mu je bilo, on će reći, dobro.
All of us are in a similar situation.
Svi mi smo u sličnoj situaciji.
We are drunken with Maya.
Mi smo pijani od Maje.
Wake up from the illusion.
Probudite se iz iluzije.
You may say, how can we do this?
Ali svi sad možete reći, pa kako da to uradimo?
Prabhupada gave a very interesting short success formula.
Prabhupada je dao jednu jako kratku formulu za uspjeh.
Akrura is a coach.
Akrura je coach.
Yeah. He has said, Prabhupada is the best coach. This is his experience.
I on kaže, Prabhupada je najbolji coach, to je njegovo iskustvo.
Maybe he has no other choice to say it, but he says it.
Možda nema drugog izbora nego da to kaže, ali to kaže.
So Prabhupada says, drink more and become a drunkard.
Prabhupada kaže, pij više i postani pijanac.
Similarly, if you chant more, you will become a perfect chanter.
Na sličan način, ako budeš više mantra, postaćeš savršeni pjevač svetog imena.
Caitanya Mahaprabhu told to all the living entities who are suffering from illusion, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, please wake up.
Caitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao svim dušama koje pate u iluziji, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, probudite se.
I have brought you a good medicine to break up, to wake up.
Donio sam jedan izvrstan lijek koji će vas probuditi.
Don't you see that you are sleeping in the lap of Maya?
Zar ne vidite da spavate na krilu Maje?
My aushadi, my medicine is the holy name.
I moj lijek je sveto ime.
Yes, and I think this is what Prabhupada means when he says, chant more. Become a good, perfect chanter.
Ja mislim da je to ono što Prabhupad govori kada kaže mantraj više i postaćeš savršen i pjevač svetog imena.
If you learn to chant properly, then you will see miracles happening in your life.
Ako naučite da pravilno mantrate, onda ćete vidjeti kako se čuda dešavaju u vašem životu.
If you continue to chant like you chant now, life will remain the same for you.
Ako nastavite da mantrate na način na koji to radite sada, život će za vas ostati potpuno isti.
I have two messages for you.
Imam dvije poruke za vas.
Chant more.
Mantrajte više.
And add Krishna.
I dodajte Krishna.
Please try.
Molim vas, pokušajte.
I think you will wake up.
Mislim da ćete se probuditi.
And become blissful.
I posle ćete plaže.
Next year we will have a camp of pure devotees.
I sledeći kamp ćemo ovdje imati kamp čistih bhakta.
Or we will have a camp of pure doubters.
Ili ćemo imati kamp čistih sumnjivaca.
You have to make a choice where you want to go.
Možete da napravite izbor gdje želite da idete.
Just My dear devotees, I like very much these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Moj dragi bhakte, ja jako volim ove zabave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because I feel we can learn so much from them.
Zato što osjećam da možemo da naučimo tako puno iz njih.
We can learn what it means to be a devotee.
Možemo da naučimo šta znači biti bhakta.
We can follow in the footsteps of the real devotee.
Možemo da slijedimo stope pravih bhakta.
And this will be good for us.
I to će biti dobro za nas.
In psychology, they have a saying. It's called, if you want to understand someone, you have to live like that person.
U psihologiji ima ta izreka da ako želite da razumijete neku osobu, onda trebate da živite kao ta osoba.
You have to meet the same people, the same situations.
Morate da se srećete sa istim ljudima, da prolazite kroz iste situacije.
For instance, if I would like to understand this something for the ladies, if I would like, let me give a, if I would like to understand the life of Govinda.
Recimo da dam ovaj primjer, ako bih želio da razumijem život Gorgovinde,
I would have to buy a photo camera and see through the lens of the photo camera.
Trebao bih da kupim fotoaparat i da posmatram svijet kroz aparat.
I would have to go through the anxiety of an artist who needs to make a living from his art.
Trebao bih da prođem tjeskovu umjetnika koji treba da zaradi za život prakticirajući svoju umjetnost.
I would have to be in his apartment for a week and see how he lives and live with him. Then I would understand about him.
Da bih trebao da živim ako sedmicu dana u njegovom stanu sa njim, da bi onda bih tek mogao da vam razumijem kako on živi.
The Native Americans say, we want to understand me, walk one day in my moccasins, go down to the river and come back from the river.
I Indijanci kažu da imaju tu izreku da ako želiš da me razumiješ, onda trebaš da hodaš u mojim mokasinkama, da odeš do rijeke i da se vratiš.
So I sometimes feel that we want to understand what is bhakti, we should follow in the footsteps of the great bhaktas, the great devotees.
I zato ponekad osjećam da ako želimo da razumijemo šta je to pravo bhakti, onda trebamo da slijedimo stope čistim bhaktam.
You know, whenever there is a difficult situation in the temple, many, many, many people lose their faith in Krishna consciousness because they feel all these devotees are not living an exemplary life.
Recimo, kada se dešavaju neke teške okolnosti u nekom hramu, onda mnogi bhakte izgube vjeru zato što vide da ovi bhakte ne žive u skladu sa ovim standardima.
So, just like we can lose faith when we see the example, the bad example of devotees, we can gain faith when we see the good example of devotees and walk in the moccasins, in other words, follow their footsteps.
Isto tako kao što možemo da izgubimo vjeru kada vidimo loši primjer među baktama, isto tako možemo da dobijemo vjeru kada slijedimo dobre primjere bakta i hodamo na njihovim mokasinkama.
Mokasins of the devotees or the flip-flops of the devotees.
To su mokasinke bakta ili ove papuče od bakta.
So by hearing about the ideal example of Vaishnavas, true Vaishnavas, I think in our heart this enthusiasm can jump up.
I slušajući o primjerima tih idealnih čistih Vaishnava, isto u našim srcima može da se probudi taj entuzijazam.
I know sometimes the Vaishnavas are so out of the world, they're so different that it may be difficult for a young devotee to relate to these divine personalities.
I znam da su ponekad Vaishnave tako potpuno drugačiji da je za mlađe bhakte ponekad teško da imaju da nekako uspostave neki odnos sa njihovim primjerom.
But I think it is medicine for the heart to hear about their lives.
Mislim da je to pravi lijek za srce da slušamo o njihovim životima.
I want to end the session by a little kirtan.
Želim sad da završim ovu sesiju sa malim kirtanom.
But I thank you all very much for being with me for all this time.
I želim da vam se zahvalim što ste bili sa mnom čitavo ovo vrijeme.
I sincerely hope that you will learn something.
Iskreno se nadam da ste nešto naučili.
If you should forget everything, please take these two things with you. Chant more and add Krishna to your life.
Ako sve zaboravite, molim vas da zapamtite ove dvije stvari. Mantrajte više i dodajte Krishna.